What's happening, everybody? We've been doing this toxic thoughts, toxic emotions. Today we're going to look at something else, which is toxic choices. So are you making toxic choices over healthy choices? Toxic choices is a leader in the dirty dozen. I can't even say it. Dirty dozen. And that can linger in our minds and in our hearts and in our lives, causing us to experience emotional regret, doubt, and unforgiveness. Each of the choices we make concerning our thoughts, our emotions, our words, and our behavior have consequences. And most of us know about consequences from our toxic choices. But here's the truth. God gave us a gift. And that gift is the gift of choice. He gave us the gift that we can choose. Sometimes people say, why do all these bad things happen? Well, the only way I can see in a sinful world that these choices, these things would not happen is if we didn't have choice. And choice is a gift. And so we're going to look at it and examine our lives and the choices we make. Now, if you know my testimony, you know that I've made a lifetime of making wrong choices, and I paid a lot of consequences for it. I mean, I had compounded toxic choices on top of toxic choices. My life was spiraling out of control. And in the science of epigenetics, which is from the book Who Shut Off My Brain, she teaches that our own perception in life experiences remodels our genes, and actually remodels our genes. And if that's true, then we aren't victims of our biology or victims of what our mom may have done, or victims of this being passed down to us, or what our fathers did. The implication of this is that we need to take responsibility for our choice and subsequent work, actions, and behaviors. We can't blame anybody else because the science of the thought form runs alongside the science of epigenetics. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 19 says, "This I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live." I find that amazing, that I have the power today. I may not have known in the past, but I do know today that I have the power to bless and not curse. I have the choice to choose life over death. And most of all, God's telling us to choose life. He wants us to have abundant lives. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to excel in the things that he has made for us, that he has destined since the foundations of the earth were formed. And so it's exciting to know that we can make good choices instead of toxic choices and change the course of our lives. I'm going to interview a friend of ours by the name of Jay Powell, who made a life also of making toxic choices, but he's going to share his journey in making the right choices. So see you in a minute. Hey, we made it. How to Make a Short Trip Long. That's my next book. So I'm going to introduce you to JP. He's the CEO of Hope Dealers, and he's someone who has made toxic choices, and he's going to share about that. So tell us about your toxic choices.
Well, the toxic choices I had made, like, when I was younger, I think it stemmed from, like, me not having no direction.
Right.
I grew up in the street. Well, you know, seemed like I felt neglected at home, so sure. I grew up in the street. And out there, people was making toxic choices, and it was normalized.
Right.
So it's like I made the decision to, like, made a toxic decision to be out there and hang out with the drug dealers and the gangbangers and everybody else that's out there.
Right.
And I think a lot of the toxic choices that I made derived from me wanting to fit in. I wanted to try to fit in, to feel loved, to feel accepted. And then I think it just started bleeding off on every other aspect of my life.
Right.
So I was making toxic choices. I wanted to go to school, but I didn't want to let go of the streets. So I made a toxic choice to remain on the streets and quit going to school.
Make fast money.
Yeah, make fast money, selling drugs and, you know, not caring about if I go to the penitentiary or not or the jail. And, yeah, made those decisions too.
Toxic
decisions to go to jail, you know, and just and to continue doing it even after I seen like the spiral. That's it's like more like insanity.
Yeah, it's like you got bad choices on top of bad choices where you don't even know.
Yeah,
it's, anymore. It's just life.
Yeah, it's just like okay, well, this is what my life is going to be like. Because I and again, it's like because I didn't have any other type of direction to see.
Sure.
Wasn't too many role models out there on the street.
Right.
You know, and everybody I knew was going to jail. Yeah. They get celebrated. They come back home. Yeah, good to see you, man. You did 10 years. You know, nobody in going to college or graduating college.
Right.
And, you know, it just seems like
everybody coming back from the pen.
Yeah, everybody coming back from the pen. They throwing parties for them
instead of the graduating. University.
Yeah. So you know, it's just and so it's like. You know, I made a lot of toxic choices of my own, but it almost seems like a lot of the toxic choices was already set, set for me. But I didn't realize it was toxic.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was normal.
Normal.
Just being around shootings and stuff like
right.
that. Like
you were functioning in your dysfunction.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So what happened? How did you turn that around?
God.
G-O-D.
Yep. You know, Jesus got into my life, and I moved here to Minnesota to try to get away from toxic decisions.
Right, but unfortunately you came with.
Yeah, the toxic decisions came with me in the bag. So,
yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it was one day, you know, I was back and forth in and out of jails, and you know, it was normalized in my life, and I was in the trap house one day. I think I told this story a couple of times, and just like, you know, like God called me.
Yeah.
I was high for like 5 days. I'm like, come on, do your drugs. And, you know, so, and it was like God called me, and just like almost like an out of body experience.
Right.
And I looked around, I was like, what am I doing here? You know, I didn't realize, I didn't know what I was doing here.
Right.
And God told me to do something else. So that's when I checked myself in the shelter. Told my probation officer, hey, I've been using. I didn't care about the...
choice.
That was a good choice. Yeah, that was... Which I didn't think it was good at the time.
Yeah, because you weren't raised to think that was good.
Like, I'm telling on myself. So
yeah.
I didn't even know, like, what I was doing was, like, accountability.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was making a good choice.
Right.
I just knew what God was telling me to do.
Right.
And, got to check myself into a shelter. I was homeless for like almost 5 years before 2018.
Wow.
In and out of like hotels, on the train, you know, sleep on people's back porches. They waking me up. I checked myself into the treatment center next door to the church.
Wow, somehow there was a plan.
Yeah, it was a plan. It was, God had a plan. Mm-hmm. And it was... and I've just been trying to...
What choice did you make then at the church?
Well, I couldn't just stay sober and clean because I don't think that was my only... I didn't think that was my only issue. I had, like, more issues and character stuff that I had to do. And every time I tried to stay clean, like, I couldn't.
Right.
Because I was addicted more than just the drugs and alcohol.
Sure.
I was addicted to the streets.
Yep.
And like you said, addicted to pain and chaos.
Right.
Which I talked to some of my clients about. And So I knew I needed something more, and God was telling me, hey, go to a church. So I told you when I was outside with my people, I was like, you know where the nearest church is?
Everybody.
At the Life Center.
All hands go.
All hands went like this. Yeah. Right there. I was like, that's a church? I was like, oh, okay. So that's when I walked into the walked into the Life Center. That was a good decision.
That was a good decision. That was a turn of your toxic decisions. Yeah. And pretty much, I mean, you have made some really good choices that has escalated your life, you know, on a fast path of success, right? Mm-hmm. You got discipled. You went back to school.
Yes.
You started working in recovery.
Yeah.
And you're still in school getting more education in that field. And we're sitting on the stoop of your first home, his first sober home that's going to be established. And I think it starts in June.
Yes, June.
So if you're looking for a sober house, get in touch with Hope Dealers, JP, and make good decisions. Now it's your turn. You heard our story. Now it's your turn to make a good decision and stop doing the toxic ones.
Yes, it's your turn. Amen.
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 For more information about the Life Center, please go to changingourcity.org.